A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulunju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonde UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. Our great crusade, 10 days at Shiloh, starts tomorrow. Tomorrow, the 25th day of the month of August, 2023. And I like to prepare my listener for the great and amazing things that God intends to make happen for us at 10 days at Shiloh. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 4, verse number 33, the scripture says, "And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them." In Hebrews chapter number 2 and verse number 4, the Bible says, "God also bearing witness, both with signs and wonders, with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to his own will." God is set to bear witness to the authority and the power of the name of his Son Jesus, with various signs and wonders and diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to his will. We want to create the atmosphere for these miracles, atmosphere for the supernatural. How do we create a conducive environment and atmosphere for the Spirit of God to manifest himself, to make his will known, to make signs and wonders and diverse miracles and gift of the Holy Ghost happen for everyone who will trust God and who will believe in him? God will bear himself witness. He will never leave himself without a witness. And so, how do we create the atmosphere for the supernatural? Let me start by reminding my listener that the greatest factor for success or victory in life, in business, in destiny, is the God factor. The God factor is the most important factor for success in life, for victory in life, for breakthrough and for miracles. For miracles, for signs and wonders, the God factor, God is the doer of these miracles. The miracles are products of God's presence. They are the product of the manifestation of God. So God is the one who does great wonders and miracles according to his own will. So they are products of the will of God by the help of the Holy Spirit. So he is the greatest factor for miracles, for signs and wonders, God factor. No matter how bad a situation may be, when God comes around, a turnaround becomes inevitable. No matter how terrible your case may be as an individual, as a person, I want to remind you, all that situation needs is God coming down. When God comes around, a turnaround is inevitable. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, 2, and 3, the Bible says, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. God now said," so the God factor, God showed up. The darkness, the emptiness, and the voidness of the earth disappeared because God showed up. God cannot show up and a man's situation will remain the same. And so God is going to show up. He's showing up. He has promised to show up this week long, this 10 days at Shiloh program. He intends to show up. That is the desire of God. That is the counsel, the mind of God. And that is what God will make happen. When God shows up, a turnaround becomes inevitable. The manifestation of the Almighty is what we call grace and what we call miracles, signs and wonders. These are the manifestations of God. In other words, diverse miracles and signs are manifestations of the Almighty. When God shows up, when God manifests himself, there is prosperity in adversity. A man begins to prosper even in adverse situations when God shows up in his matter, when God shows up in his situation. I want you to get set there, listener. No matter how adverse the situation may be, when God shows up, when he manifests himself, there will be a divine turnaround and there will be prosperity in that adverse situation. Don't ever forget, in Exodus chapter 1, verse number 12, the Bible says, "The more that the children of Israel were persecuted and afflicted by the Egyptians, the more they multiplied." God's presence causes his people to multiply in adversity And so these 10 days at Shiloh, God intends to put upon our lives the grace, the mercy to make us multiply, increase, and prosper, even in adverse situations of life. Understand with me that in our country at the present time, we are experiencing adversity. The condition, the situation is adverse, but the Lord will cause his own people to prosper, even in the adverse circumstances or situations of the hour. Don't ever forget Joseph, a man who prospered as a slave, as a maid, a man who prospered as a prisoner. God caused him to prosper. And the reason why he prospered was because God was with him. So the manifestation of the presence of God, or God, the manifestation of God in a man's life causes him to prosper in any given situation. The Bible says in Genesis chapter number 39 and in verse number 2, and the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man in the house of his master, the Egyptians. So prosperity in adversity. Another manifestation of the Almighty is the humiliation of impossibilities. The presence of God. These 10 days at Shiloh, God intends to humiliate every form of impossibility. Whatever situation might be termed in an impossibility in your life, God is set to terminate it. In Genesis chapter 21, verses 1 and 2, the Bible says, and the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age at the set time of which God had spoken to him. Sarah was married but barren for many years. And at this point in time, at age 90, God showed up for Sarah. He manifested himself. And so the manifestation of this Almighty humiliates impossibilities. It was an impossible case that a 90-year-old woman would get pregnant and have a baby. But God humiliated impossibility and made it happen for Sarah. I do not know that impossible situation in your life, in your family, or around you. God is set to terminate that impossibility, to show to you that there is no impossibility with God. It could be impossible with man, but not with God. There is no impossibility with God at all. In the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Luke chapter number 1, beginning from verse 34, the angel of the Lord was speaking to Mary. When Mary asked her, how can this thing be, since I do not know a man? The angel answered and said, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you, and there will be the birthing of a holy one in you. Verse 36 says, now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible. Elizabeth was called barren. Her case was an impossible situation, but there is no impossibility with God. It was the sixth month for her who was called barren. Men called her barren, but God said, no, your case is not closed. God turned things around. The manifestation of the Almighty made this barren woman a joyful mother of a child. What is that impossibility in your life and family? Again, I ask. It will be humiliated. God will show himself strong and mighty on your behalf. Get set for the hands of the Lord that turn things around and makes impossibilities possible. It will be possible. The Lord will make it happen. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, cause me to prosper and make progress even in the adverse situation of the hour. Let me make progress. Let me prosper in adversity. Lift your voice and pray. Father, I pray you will cause me to prosper in the adverse situation of the hour, of the now. Let me prosper in adversity. Let me make progress by the power of your Spirit in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and say, Father, let every form of impossibility in my life and destiny be terminated today in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, let every form of impossibility be terminated in my life and in my destiny. Let impossibilities be terminated in the name of Jesus. There is no impossibility with you, the living God. Therefore, I pray, terminate every form of impossibility in my life. in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, you visited Sarah. Visit me also. Then ask him in what area you want him to visit you. Measure that area to him. Measure that thing you desire unto God. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, as you visited Sarah, visit me also. Visit me and make me a joyful mother of children. Make me a joyful father of children. Visit me, O God. Settle me maritally. Visit me and settle me professionally, career-wise. Visit me and settle me financially. Visit me, I ask for your visitation. You visited Sarah, visit me also. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Elizabeth was called barren, but God visited her and gave her a miracle. I'd like you to pray, Father, give me a miracle that will reverse every negative name that life, that situation, that society and my circumstances have called me. Let this name be reversed. Give me a miracle that will reverse this negative name in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. I pray in the name that is above all names, that your life and destiny will become conducive for miracles, for signs, and for wonders. I pray the hand of the Lord will be upon you and cause you to prosper even in that adverse situation. There will be prosperity for you in your adversity in the name of Jesus. And I pray that the hand of God will humiliate and terminate every form of impossibility in your life and in your situation. I pray that God will give you the miracle that will reverse every negative name that has been given to you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us tomorrow at the Light Cathedral for 10 days at Shiloh. You may wish to join that meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contact. Get in touch with me through this number, 080-2323-2474. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.